Australian singer-songwriter Courtney Kyle has a new song out. It's called Little Heartbreak. Let's have a little listen. You can never underestimate all the pain and the heartache. There goes another big mistake. Here comes another little heartbreak. And Courtney joins us to have a chat about it this morning on 2NM. How are we doing, Courtney?
Doing really well, thank you. So nice to be chatting to you today.
Yeah, you too. Have you experienced a little heartbreak in your time?
Oh, I think there's been a few along the way, and I think it's a bit of a universal topic, hence why I wrote this song, because, you know, I think sometimes we focus on all the big ones, all the big heartbreaks, but what about all the little ones we also face?
Well, I mean, it all adds up, doesn't it? You know, basically whatever doesn't kill us makes us a little bit stronger, depending upon the size of it.
Absolutely, and I think they all start to accumulate sometimes to the point where you can't ignore them anymore.
Best not to do that. Best to just sit down and write a song about it.
Exactly. That just gets it all out. Don't need to then push it down.
Do you feel fortunate to be a songwriter so that, you know, you can take something that might actually be painful and turn it into something good?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a huge privilege to write music and then, you know, whether it's something that connects with other people. You know, I think that that's a real special thing as an artist to be able to have that connection with people. And with this song, it was just purely because I was thinking about stuff I've been through and then started chatting to my friends and realised they'd been through something similar as well. And I thought, well, maybe I'm onto something here for a song. And, you know, there's probably other people out there that might have experienced it as well. And I guess that's, you know, why I write music, is just to connect to people.
Is it important for your music to write from a personal point of view, or can you just pull stuff out of the air and make it up?
I think it depends. Sometimes, you know, you're talking about something that's really personal. Sometimes it's something that maybe someone else you know has been through, or more of a universal topic. I think it depends a little bit on the song for me, but I do always like to write from that personal perspective where possible, because then I connect to it more. And then I think when you connect to it more, other people are going to connect to it more too. But I also equally love writing from other people's perspectives, or if it's a story I've heard or something a friend's been through, I think that's also close to my heart to write as well.
Is it important for you to find those lyrics first and then start working on the melody, or do you do it the other way around?
It really varies each song. This one, I definitely came up with the lyrics first. I started coming up with a bit of a lyrical hook and things like that, and that's when I started talking to Jenna Jeffries about this song, and she loved it and was like, let's write this together, let's do it, you know. So once I started bringing other people in, we then also brought in Templeton Thompson and Sam Gase and other wonderful co-writers of mine from Nashville, and we all started writing it, and that's when the music kind of kicked in a little bit more. But yeah, in this case, it was definitely the lyrics came a bit more first.
So do you know that it's going to be an upbeat song when you're starting to work on it, or perhaps could it be a ballad and you go, actually, I think this needs a little bit more guts and a bit of heart to it?
This one, I definitely knew that I wanted it to be an up-tempo song. I really love 90s country. I'm a big fan of a lot of, you know, Trisha Yearwood, Faith Hill, all of that. And recently, at the time of writing this, I'd been listening to a lot of Leanne Womack, and especially her single Man with 18 Wheels from 1997. And I really loved just the tempo, the vibe of the track. So I kind of had that as a bit of a rhythm in my mind about the direction that I wanted to head for this song. So that was kind of handy to go, okay, you know, there's only so many syllables and words you can fit in when you're at that tempo, you know. So that was a good little guide to base the song off. But, you know, sometimes I start writing a song and I quite often get stuck in the, you know, the ballad, you know, routine where you're writing a song and you kind of just start strumming it slowly or playing it on the piano slowly.
Yeah.
But then later on go, hang on a minute, we need to bring the tempo up. That's a bit too slow.
We need to kick this into fifth gear to make it really worthwhile.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you'll be heading on up to Tamworth?
Oh, I sure will be. Really looking forward to it. I think everyone is just looking forward to getting there, being together again, seeing some live music, play some shows. It's going to be wonderful. I've got the opportunity to play a show with Gina Jeffries and Tanya Kernaghan. We're going to be debuting our Country Girls Night Out show, where it's a bit of a collaborative night of just great music, hopefully fun for the audience. And we're then going to be taking it on the road next year as well. So it's going to be a good start to 2022.
Well, when you hit the road, if you're coming down the through the Upper Hunter, you're more than welcome to pop in and say hello to us in Musselbrook. Courtney Kyle, congratulations on the single, and we'll catch up again down the track.
Thank you so much for the chat today and all the support. I'd definitely love to come visit Hunter Valley. How beautiful. Hopefully soon.